January 6, 1928. How the divine will is immense, and in issuing the creatures to the light, it keeps them within itself like many little dwellings. The ingratitude of those who do not let it reign. Harmony between God and man. How he was to receive always from God, in order to give to him always. I was feeling all abandoned in the divine volition. Its light invested me everywhere. And while I was doing my round in its acts, my adorable Jesus moved in my interior and told me, "My daughter, my will is immense, and as it issued the creatures to the light of the day, they remained in my will like many little dwellings formed in it, in which, by right, my volition was to have the regime and the carrying out of its life within each of these little dwellings. But while, out of its goodness and generosity, it gave the space and everything that was needed in order to form these little dwellings within itself, the creatures, with horrendous ingratitude, do not want to surrender the right to let my divine volition dwell within them. And with so many dwellings it allowed to be formed within itself, for as many as there are creatures, it has the sorrow of remaining without dwellings, because they do let it enter to dwell within them. It happens to my will as would happen if someone wanted to form many dwellings in the sea, or in the light of the sun, and while the sea or the light of the sun give him the space to form these dwellings within them, they did not want to let either the water or the light of the sun have primacy in these dwellings, nor give them the field to dwell and to hold their first place of regime. If the sea and the light had reason, they would feel such sorrow, that the sea would invest these dwellings with its waves, and, knocking them down, it would undo them and bury them in its bosom. And the light of the sun would burn them to ashes with its heat, so as to get rid of these unworthy and ungrateful dwellings which had denied its entrance. Yet, neither the sea nor the sun has given them life, but only space. On the other hand, my will has given life and space within itself to these dwellings of creatures, because there is not one point in which it is not present, nor life which does not come from it. Therefore, the sorrow of my will because of those who do not let it dominate within themselves is immense and incalculable. Feeling these lives palpitating within itself, forming their very heartbeat, and remaining outside like a stranger as if they did not belong to it, is a fraud and monstrosity from those who do not let it reign. And it is so great, that they would deserve life imprisonment and destruction. My daughter, not doing my will seems something trivial to creatures, but it is an evil so great, and an ingratitude so awful, that there is no evil similar to it. After this, I was continuing my round in the divine fiat. And as I arrived at the point in which God created man, I thought to myself, "We did he rejoice so much in creating him, which he did not do with all the other things he created?" And my beloved Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, in creating the whole creation with such order and harmony, we gave of our own and were to receive nothing from it. But, in creating man, while giving of our own, we gave him a capacity to give us our very gifts as goods belonging to himself, in such a way that we were to give always. So much so, that a contest was to arise between him and us, we, in giving, and he, in receiving. He, in giving to us, and we, in lavishing our gifts yet more abundantly upon him. This giving and receiving, receiving and giving, opened the feasts, the games, the joys, the conversation between creator and creature. So, in seeing the littleness of the creature celebrate with our supreme height, amusing itself, rejoicing, conversing with us, we felt such joy, such emphasis of love in creating man, that all other created things seemed nothing to us compared to the creation of man. And if all of them seemed beautiful to us and worthy of our works, and our love ran in all created things, it was because they were to serve us to abound in gifts toward man, and from him we awaited the requital of love of all created things. Therefore, all our joy and glory was centralized in man, and, in creating him, we placed between him and us harmony of intelligence, harmony of light, harmony of words, harmony of works and of steps, and, in the heart, harmony of love. So, something like many electric wires of harmony passed from us into him, through which we descended into him, and he ascended to us. This is why we rejoice so much in creating man, and the sorrow he gave us in withdrawing from our will was so great, because he broke all these harmonies, changed our feast into sorrow for us and for himself, destroyed our highest designs, deformed our image which we had created in him. In fact, our divine will alone had the virtue of maintaining our work beautiful, with all the harmonies wanted by us. Once our will is removed, man is the most vile and disagreeable being of all creation. Therefore, my daughter, if you want all your senses to harmonize with us, never go out of my will. If you want to receive always from your Creator and open the feasts with us, let it alone be your life, your all.